Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 is like baklava. You'll eat it, but there's no going back for a second helping. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Alan Cable, hi. You know, every now and then something comes along that nobody argues about. Everybody feels the same way.
Yeah, this is my baseball club that the Beavers gave me.
Some things are just cute.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the story of one little 9-year-old boy everybody's talking about.
He's cute and friendly.
That's Josh. He was seen sneaking into a neighbor's garage repeatedly, so she put a surveillance camera in there to see what was going on. Turns out Josh lost his own dog about a year ago, so he was sneaking into Holly's garage to pet her dog. The video's been viewed on Facebook more than 25 million times.
Where'd he go?
He wants a new dog, but Mom says, hold on a second.
We just felt we didn't have the time that a new dog needed for us to devote to it.
Josh's mom's a really smart lady, thinking about the dog's needs, and not just hers and her son's. It sure is nice to see a story that touches everyone the same way.
It's strange how something as simple as a boy and a dog can make you overwhelmed with a sense of happiness.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, everybody, this is Kenny Lee Lewis from the Steve Miller Band. Just want to tell everybody out there on Animal Radio, thanks for loving your pet.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. The Human-Animal Bond Research Initiative Foundation, they do great things, but they have just announced the results of a very long-term study that they did to explore the effects of pet dogs, just regular pets, no service training or anything, the effects of these regular pet dogs on families who have children with the autism spectrum disorder. Now, their findings were also published in the Journal of Veterinary Behavior and show significantly improved family functioning of families that have a dog compared to those who did not. The study also found a reduction in parent-child dysfunctional interactions among families that had a dog. I believe, my friends, that that statement is key.
Huh.
A reduction in parent-child dysfunctional interactions. I mean, aren't we all dysfunctional?
Sure.
So A dog could be the answer there. And they say, you know, while there is growing evidence and tons of it that animal-assisted therapy can aid in the treatment of children with autism spectrum disorders, that this study is the very first to show how having a dog as a pet can also improve the lives of family members, too. And if it's going to make me less dysfunctional, I'm going to go out and get some more.
True that.
After gold, drugs, money, and, you know, some other things, officials at India's biggest airport have added pet dogs to their list of smuggled goods that their security agents now have to be on the lookout for. Because not long ago, staff who were manning the X-ray machines at the arrivals terminal there found an unconscious dog that was stuffed between clothing in the suitcase of a woman who had traveled all the way from Eastern Europe. And then she confessed that she had sedated the dog and put it in her check-in luggage. Oh. Yeah. And this, friends, is not the only time that this has happened. It's not a rarity. There have been four such other cases of this dog smuggling in just the last 3 months alone there. And all of these owners said that they did it to avoid having to do all of the paperwork that is required when you take your dog into a foreign country.
Sometimes there's actually quarantines. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Mm. I thought that was horrific.
Yeah.
The Ornamental Aquatic Trade Association, who ever knew there was such a thing? But, I mean, if it's animal related, it's going to be out there. And the Ornamental Aquatic Trade Association, it represents the ornamental aquatic industry. Ta-da. Now, they do not want fish keepers to buy regal tangs on a whim, and they've started this big new campaign. So if you don't know what a regal tang is, I bet this will help you figure it out. A regal tang is the bright blue saltwater fish that looks like Dory, star of the Disney movie Finding Dory.
Uh-huh.
Now, the trade group thinks that the film is encouraging impulse online purchases without people doing, you know, their due diligence, their research, and, you know, without doing the proper research for caring for such a pet. They are also advising first-time fish keepers, that's what they're called, to avoid regal tangs like Dory, even clownfish like Nemo, saying, this is a quote, like any pet, they deserve respect and a lot of research before you take the plunge into ownership. Do it right and don't buy a Dory or Nemo fish on a whim and hope that it will work out. It will not. They stress regal tangs and clownfish are not the kind of fish for beginners to start with.
I want you to know that Dory is supposed to be from Morro Bay, which is where our studios are, and that we've had an influx of tourists looking for Dory here.
Yeah, and they want to watch.
Really?
They want to watch the movie here.
Yes, it's actually been in the local theater here for months.
And it's just been crowded. Everybody wants to watch it here.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, you know, that happens, you know, like when, 101 or 1001 Dalmatians came out. Dalmatians became the popular dog.
Uh-huh.
You see a dog in a movie or a cat or any kind of pet, and everybody wants one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was a pet that got really lucky and then sad. Scout, the charismatic, they called him a Viking dog. He was really part pit bull. But he was behind the Facebook and Twitter pages, Stuff on Scout's Head. It was a great page. And on Instagram, too. But Scout has died.
Oh.
And he wasn't your typical pit bull. He had thousands of followers on all kinds of social media. He was an icon, a published author, and truly a household name for bully breed advocates. And he was a great ambassador for his breed all over the world. But after a long battle with illness, Scout finally said his final goodbye. Now, through the power of humor, if you're not familiar with Scout and Stuff on Scout's Head pages, Scout and his mom took the internet by storm with their social media accounts because they showcased the loyalty and patience that pit bull type dogs possess. And on all of these pages, they had all different kinds of things on Scout's very flat and kissable head. I mean, everything from like a 3-foot rawhide bone to they put signs on top of his. It was like anything would sit on Scout's head. It's very cute. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
A news story heard around the world about Japanese women being shocked to find out their poodles were actually lambs appears to be a hoax. It started when film star Maiko Kawakami was a guest on a Japanese TV show and was complaining about her new poodle who didn't bark or eat any dog food. She mentioned that while at a nail salon, she heard someone tell how rich women were being scammed into buying poodles that were actually lambs. Well, police in Japan deny having any cases involving a poodle lamb scam, but the story took a life of its own, appearing in newspapers and on TV worldwide. I'm Fritz Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 5 Reasons Deaf Dogs Rock. I was recently at a wonderful animal pet media conference, and this conference always reminds me of how great the pet world is. It's no wonder people like myself find such great peace, comfort, and inspiration from it. One of the wonderful people that we've seen each year and stayed in touch with is Christina Lee, the president and founder of Deaf Dogs Rock. I thought my dog Sugar was deaf when she first adopted us. Turned out she was just extremely scared. Still, I learned from groups like Deaf Dogs Rock on how to handle it. She and her group have been doing wonderful things for deaf dogs for many years. I've learned so much from them and their efforts. I'm inspired by them and others who do for others who are unable to do for themselves. So in that spirit, here are 5 reasons that deaf dogs rock. If you're looking to adopt another family member, remember that a deaf dog is a special dog with special abilities that are enhanced. So let's start by stating that if you're considering a deaf dog or have found out that your dog is deaf, there are wonderful groups out there just as there are wonderful deaf dogs. These groups will support you, educate you, and help you become the best pet guardian you can ever hope to be. So you're not alone in what is sure to be a wonderfully rewarding journey. Next up, know that deaf dogs have no fear of fireworks, thunderstorms, or other loud noises. One advantage of hearing loss is that these dogs do not know the fear or become anxious because of loud noises. Fear in a loud environment, this is something that may be a tremendous advantage for you and your pet. Additionally, deaf dogs rock because they're very much in tune with and focused on their owners. Your deaf dog will very much be listening, or in this case watching, for your hand signals, movements, and gestures to give them guidance, comfort, and of course joy. They want to be attentive to your direction and therefore will give you the attention even when there are lots of other distracting activities going on around them. Their adherence to your hand signals and gestures is a point of connection and love with you. Next, even though they can't hear, their smelling ability is enhanced and their sense of vibration is very keen. They're able to use these enhanced senses to give their owners warnings and alert them to movement, danger, and anything approaching. They learn the sense of those around them and use that enhanced sense to keep watch. Finally, and this is the one that Christina and her folks always stress, deaf dogs hear with their hearts. This is one of the most beautiful realities of a deaf dog. It's the love in their hearts that guides them and powers them. They'll stick close to you, listen with their other enhanced senses, and are powered by a sense of love and appreciation that is unmatched. There are so many other reasons that deaf dogs rock. May all of you be blessed to meet one and learn for yourselves. Share your deaf dog stories and tips on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Alan Cable spending the best part of my day with you. Last week, there was a story of a restaurant manager who got into a physical confrontation with a customer who had a service dog. Service dogs are really important to a lot of people. Many times, they can mean the difference between life and death, so I wanted to present this story to you.
Yeah.
His name is Johnny. He's 8 years old, and he just got a life-saving dog.
There you go, Johnny. Here's your testing.
Right.
His blood sugar needs constant monitoring.
Diabetes is a 24-hour constant worry.
But Johnny's got a little dog named Hero now who's a diabetic alert dog.
They don't run on batteries, they run on love.
She can actually smell when his blood sugar is too low. And then she nudges up against him. If that doesn't work, she gets help.
I know it's just going to be an amazing thing for him. And if anything happens, the dog will come.
Feels like she's my friend.
His mom already sees the difference.
I think it's going to give him more freedom, more confidence. Now he's not just the kid with diabetes. Now he's like a kid with diabetes and a cool dog.
This is
Animal Radio.
Hi, this is Justin Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family. I'm on Animal Radio. Adopt a pet.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock, with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N pets.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order, our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Eddie the Eagle is goofy, corny, predictable, and total fluff. It's also heartfelt and entertaining. But man,
just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
Hmm, what a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison Ivy Relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone formulas. And Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream soothes and moisturizes up to 24 hours. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.